Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers and Bing's guests, Eileen Woods, Joel Frisco, and Rudolf Schmohopper. Now, here's a man who started dreaming of a white Christmas so early that he spent the summer months in Jasper Park trying to shoot himself a Christmas tree, Bing Crosby.
Thank you, Ken, but I didn't shoot that Christmas tree. I blasted it out with a nibbler. I yelled timber instead of forest.
You got one.
Yeah.
Well, Bing, you got that Christmas tree in August. How in the world did you ever keep it green so long?
Who keeps it green? I got it painted lavender with gold tips. This is Hollywood, Ken. Nobody has a green tree. Never.
You're so right. My wife went out and bought a silver one with blue sequins on it.
You ought to see Dorothy L'Amour's tree. It's chintz with a bare midriff.
Oh,
I really don't need a Christmas tree myself this year.
You don't?
No. All I got to do is back my moose up against the wall plug and his antlers light up.
Nice effect. But you're not going to throw out the one you brought down from Jasper, are you, Bing?
No, heavens no. We decorated that, too.
Yeah?
We had a little argument, though, about what star to put on top of it. I wanted a silver star, and Dixie wanted a gold one.
What star do the boys want up there?
Betty Grable. I think they're growing up. I don't... Now, Ken, the Rhythm Ayers and I have a little thing cooked up that's a happy thought for Christmas or any other time of the year. Pass that peace pipe. Mr. Trotter, will you kindly lift the Navajo blanket from the campfire and signal the orchestra to begin?
Getting the top hand, all you've got to do is just stop and pass that peace pipe. Bury the hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee Chippewas.
Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee Chippewas.
If you're feeling mad as a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass that peace pipe. Bury the tomahawk like those Chichimex, Cherokees, Chapultepecs.
Like those Chichimex, Cherokees, Chapultepecs.
Don't be cranky, try to use a little restraint. Hold that hanky and wipe off all of that wall paint. Then if you find yourself in a fury, be your own judge and your own jury. Pass that peace pipe, bury the hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee Chippewas.
Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee Chippewas.
You will soon discover it's best to
pass that peace pipe and bury the hatchet like the Choctaws, Tangos,
Chattanooga, Chickalos do.
Woo! Even in colonial days, you
wah, 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 wah.
Pass that peace pipe and bury that chabalot like the Chickadee.
Chappa, chappa, chicka, peace.
Woo!
Hold your ears in, try to use a little control. When all clears in, you'll be top man on a totem pole.
But if you wanna be a bad guy,
not a long-faced blues and a night guy, write that apology and dispatch it.
When you've got it grand to patch it, pass that peace pipe and bury the hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee Chippewas.
And don't you hit your neck, the Cherokees, your booty picks.
And don't you go to me, Chippewas, and
it's a common practice among the Pottawatomies.
Ooh!
Pass that rough cut.
He did a good job. You sang that like the last of the Red Hot Mohicans. How about another chorus?
Well, I'd just love to, Ken, but the Rhythm Ayers are bushed. They're really bushed. Not so much from singing as doing their Christmas shopping.
Oh, Christmas shopping. Mm-hmm. How about you? You done your shopping yet?
Oh, yes. I even picked up a couple of gifts in an Army surplus store.
An Army surplus store?
See, they got a Santa Claus down there, too. An old Lieutenant Colonel with a khaki beard. Of course, before the kids talk to him, they have to get permission from the first sergeant.
Well, that figures.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get anything interesting?
Got a flashy, very flashy present for John Scott Trotter.
Yeah.
A 16-man rubber lifeboat.
A 16-man rubber boat?
Don't worry, he can squeeze into it all.
What do you do with it?
Same thing everybody does with their Christmas gifts, Ken. They can exchange it for something they want.
Now, wait a minute, Bing. Everybody doesn't exchange Christmas presents.
I trust you mean that if somebody gets a Philco for a gift, he doesn't exchange it, huh?
Naturally.
Then, Ken, I think it's vital that you should stress the advisability of purchasing Philcos for Christmas gifts.
Why, Bing, what's come over you?
Yuletide, full of goodwill, especially to our sponsor.
You mean I can do as long a commercial as I want?
You may do a short, snappy one, because Rudolph Schmohopper will be here any minute. Speed it up, one of your fastest.
Well, Bing, speed is the cue for our listeners, too. Only 6 days left to do your Christmas shopping. Don't let the night before Christmas catch you in the plight before Christmas, those old Christmas gift jitters over what to give. Hustle into your Philco dealer tomorrow. You'll find he's got a slew of good gift ideas that are last-minute lifesavers. Smart new Philco table models for your sisters and your cousins and your aunts. Philco's new portable automatic record player. Terrific for teenagers. Those powerhouse Philco portables bound to be a holiday smash for the gal you'd like to travel with permanently. And if you haven't yet thought of anything to stand the family on their heads Christmas morning, sneak a preview now of those gorgeous new Philco console radio phonographs. Shop, look, and listen at your Philco dealer tomorrow for gifts with a lift from Philco, the leader.
Ever anxious to improve radio's literary standards, we wired George Bernard Shaw an offer to write an introduction for this song. No word, however, from the volatile vegetarian, so I'll just have to tell you the name of it, Ballerino. Romping begins.
Dance, ballerina, dance. And do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance a part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl. And just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait its turn. You wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show as round and round you go, oh, ballerina dance.
Ballerina dance.
Go on with your career. You can't afford a backward glance.
Ballerina dance.
A thousand people here have come to see the show. As round and round you go, so ballerina dance. Dance, dance.
Way, I don't believe that Rudolph Schmohopper got here yet.
Rudy didn't get here yet?
No.
Can't understand why he's late.
Oh, you know the boy?
Well, I've never met him, but my brother Everett told me he's loaded with talent.
Hmm?
Or did he just say loaded? I don't...
What did he do?
Who, Everett or Schmohopper?
Schmohopper!
Oh, well, I'm not quite sure, Ken. I used to go to school up in Spokane, though, with a girl named Hannah Schmohopper.
Gee, maybe Rudolph's her great-great-grandson.
Oh, I can't. It's no time to kid around. This is an acute situation. Smallhopper fan clubs all over the country are no doubt just up in arms.
This is embarrassing.
Well, we've just got to hope that he shows up.
Yes.
Meanwhile, let's turn our attention to our first guest of the evening. Very attractive and talented young lady who's helped Don McNeil sell Philco refrigerators via his Breakfast Club show out of Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a bright young singing starlet, Miss Eileen Wood.
Well, thank you, Bing.
Awesome.
Eileen, after your sterling performance on the Breakfast Club, we welcome you to Philco's Supper Show. How do you feel?
Oh, a little sleepy, Bing.
Yes, Bing, if Miss Woods would like to rest, she can put her pretty little head right on my shoulder.
Back, back, Carpenter. I have two perfectly good shoulders of my own, which I place at Eileen's disposal.
Well, Bing, I just thought that Eileen might be a little nervous, and I just want her to feel at home.
You're an aggressive character, and you know it.
I'm not.
Now, Eileen, before drowsiness, induced by working on such a late show, overtakes you, Could we perhaps coax the phone out of you?
Why, certainly, Bing. I think I can stay awake for a chorus or so of that old feeling.
That old feeling. Well, I'm sure we can, too, Irene. But this is sort of a switch, isn't it? A pretty girl with that new look and that old feeling. John Scott, Miss Woods awaits your downbeat.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling when you came inside. I got that old feeling the moment that you danced by. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seem to get that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love.
Occasionally here on Philco Radio Time, we have played host to the eminent horse player, wit, and famed vaudevillian, Mr. Joe Frisco. The other night, while strolling by the Hollywood Plaza Hotel, I came upon Joe in conversation with Cully Richards, Maxie Rosenblum, and Charlie Foy. And after putting the Erie on this social and study club, I was surprised to learn from his dissertation that he was an authority on hunting and fishing. And now I would like to present the eminent angler, Nimrod, Dr. Joe Frisco.
Thank you, Fulton Lewis Jr.
Joe, I'm really surprised to learn and pleased, too, that you like the great outdoors. You really go for fishing, huh?
Oh, that's my line, Bing. But the best spot to go fishing is in the Columbia River.
That's right.
I was there for 2 weeks. They've got a fish up there that really is just something.
What kind of looking fish is he?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't catch any of them.
So your trip to the Columbia River ended up a fiasco?
Well, I didn't catch any of them either.
Well, I can take care of fishing. How you been doing with the birds? Have you done any bird shooting lately?
Oh, yes. I was hunting birds there.
You have a dog?
You gotta have a dog.
You gotta have a good dog.
Yeah.
I never could take up a good hunting dog.
I know you ain't
got one.
I know you sold your stable. I know that. I I hired a dog off a fella.
Went hunting?
He's a bird dog, yeah. I took him out there, and I shot about 8 or 9 of them wild ducks. They fell in the water, and the dog just looked at him. He wouldn't go out and get him.
What kind of dog is that?
Well, I took him back to the man. I said, what did you sell me? The doctor, this ain't a bird dog. I shot 8 wild ducks. They fell in the water. He just looked at him. The fella says to me, he's a bird dog, all right, but you have to cook him for him.
You ever do any hunting up around Wisconsin?
Oh, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked that, Bing.
You've hunted up there?
Yes.
Pretty good,
there.
Huh?
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful hunting, huh?
Cold air, cold, rain in the air was full of birds.
Oh, wonderful.
Plenty. All you'd have to do is point the gun in the air and hold your head down so they won't hit you in the head.
Birds will beat your brains out, I guess.
I got a load of them. Yeah. All different colors. I brought them in as an old man that takes care of the cabins. I thought maybe I'm over my quota.
Yeah. I've been the warden, you know.
I don't know. I didn't know he'd have the store or not. Yeah. It may have, but then the air bottles and stuff. So, I said to him, have I got over my quota? And he, all different colors. He looked at him and says, you haven't got one there. See?
No ducks.
Yeah, no ducks there.
Well, what were they?
I said to him, what are they? And he told me they were mud hens. I says to him, can you eat them? He said, some people eat them, but they're tough. He said, you got to, how do you cook them? He says, you got to boil them.
How long?
You got to boil them for 3 hours.
Holy tomato.
Then you put them in a hot oven alongside of a flat iron.
Flat iron in the oven, looks?
For an hour.
An hour?
And you open the oven door, and if the flat iron is red, and you can stick the fork in the flat iron, you throw the mud head in the flat iron away. And eat the stove.
Right, those birds are really tough. Of course, they'll be all right on a meatless day. By the way, Joe, what do you think about Meatless Tuesday?
I think it's a good idea.
Sure.
I can do without a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I did without meat under 4 different presidents.
You get a citation for that.
I can give Truman a Tuesday.
I think so. I know, Joe, but a fellow really needs a steak now and then. You know, a steak builds you up, makes you strong.
Strong? You can do without it. You
really
can do without it. The strongest thing in the world is an elephant. He is handy, can move a train.
That's right. You ever take your brother hunting with you, Joe?
Oh, he don't go hunting.
What's his type?
Oh, he's got a hobby. He don't work or do nothing. He wants to invent things, you know.
Inventor, huh?
Inventor, yeah.
What's his, any outstanding things he's created?
Well, he's worked on something that's... It's just a straightened toothpick, see? He's got something that's...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and then he...
Ever do anything with hunting implements?
Well, yeah, he's got a hunting gun that shoots you cotton bullets.
Cotton bullets?
Yeah.
What's the idea of that?
Well, you shoot the animal and you stuff them at the same time.
Well, then he's a taxidermist.
No, his old man drives a car. He is... The Dutchman.
Short Dutchman.
Yeah.
Well, has he got something, any new outstanding items? Got a delayed laugh from the union,
though. Yes, he's got another invention.
What is it?
Well, he hopes to make $1 million with it.
What's his case?
It's an oil, you know.
Yeah. Has he got it patented?
Oh, no, he's got it in jars. Put it in jars.
I mean, is he registered in Washington?
No, he lives home with us.
Oh, what kind of oil is it? What's
it's an oil that the government's liable to use it.
Mm-hmm.
See, you paint the oil on the bottom of a cruiser or a battleship, and when the enemy is torpedoed or you happen to hit a mine, this oil blows the torpedo to pieces.
What? What happens to the boat?
Oh, I don't know nothing about the boat. I'm worrying about my brother. So long.
Thanks for dropping in.
You needed me.
Now from the Broadway musical High Button Shoes, where Master Phil Silvers and others are wowing the customers nightly, 2 matinees a week, I should like to do one of the song hits called I Still Get Jealous.
But I do. It's more than I can bear. When they start to stare, guess they think you're too good to be true. I still get jealous when we kiss goodnight. Unless you hold me extra tight. And dear, I know a secret you didn't know I knew. I still get jealous 'cause it pleases you. Didn't know I knew. I still get jealous 'cause it pleases you.
Silk.
I thought I gave it more of a nylon treatment.
Oh, I see. Well, now we can give a little Philco treatment.
Love to hear it. Love it.
If you feel Santa Claus breathing down the back of your neck already, don't let it get you down. Hop on the Philco for Christmas bandwagon and take your Christmas gift headaches to your Philco dealer. He's got the answers even for the tough ones on your list who seem to have everything. You better step on it. First come, first choice. And for 17 straight Christmases, first choice has been Philco. This year, you're a cinch to hit a holiday high with Philco Advanced FM, the new kind of static-free broadcasting, in a good-looking Philco table radio, or a magnificent console that gives you the whole works in recorded music, too, including Philco's sensational new electronic scratch eliminator, which automatically tunes out needle scratch and surface noise. No hiss, no screech, no scratch when you play your Christmas records on the Philco 1270, the radio phonograph of connoisseurs, nothing but the music. Against a background of blissful silence. For a Christmas gift with a lift, don't settle for anything less than a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
A few years ago, Mr. Irving Berlin wrote the words and music to this song. Now seems to become a definite part of every Christmas season.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, be merry and bright, and may all your Christmas just like the ones I used to know.
Where the treetops glisten
and children listen to hear
sleighbells in the snow.
My luminous sundial indicates that it's time to shove off, and I regret that we just can't wait any longer for Rudolf Schmohopper. First time we've ever been stood up by a guest, left waiting here at the microphone with egg on our puss. Well, maybe he'll show next week. Meanwhile, thanks tonight to Eileen Woods and Joe Frisco. Next week is our Christmas show. We'll have some fine music, and we'll also present Charles Tazewell's Christmas play, The Small One.
Oh, I heard your Decca album of The Small One, Bing. It's really beautiful.
Thank you, Eileen, and Decca thanks you, too. And good night.
Good night, Bing.
Good night, folks. Don't forget to buy your Christmas seal.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week when we will present our special Christmas program. And remember, this Christmas, give a gift with a lift from Philco, the leader.